Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, oh no. Thought I found the best land. Cause she's so irresistible. She showers me with everything. Now my heart is getting critical. She makes me change my whole world.
If you're familiar with the Highlands of the Shopping Center area, you've never been to Great Scott, It's right there on Canton Road, between near to the Meadowbrook Road, near Meadowbrook Road and Frontage Road, but it's between Northside Drive and Meadowbrook Road. If you're familiar with Highland Village or if you're ever in Jackson, in the Northeast Jackson area, near Maywood Mart and Highland Village, and it's a real like shopping fashion mecca area of Jackson, there you will find Great Scott. But we had a blast of a good time. I've been posting pictures from the event, from inside the store, and really on my Mark profile page, my leader profile picture is a picture of the owner of Great Scott, Mr. Steve Scott, inside his store, and I'm still posting pictures and videos from the fun event on Saturday. I don't know how much funds we raised, but also another awesome thing, Great Scott donated portions of their sales on that day to Carol also, so it was fun. I mean, fun for the entire family from all ages. Jackson Fire Department was on spot. JPD K-9 unit did an awesome K-9 unit demonstration, which I posted vid, and so happened that demonstration was on the vid. And we just had a fun time. We sold a lot of bikes. I volunteered in the bike and children area, and we sold a lot of bikes, which was donated by Walmart. So we really had a fun time. And much love also to those, all of us that are recognizing the 50th anniversary of the death of Mega Evers also, because being in Jackson, you know, we've been, it's pretty much a year-round thing for us to recognize the work, the life and death of Mega Evers, but especially in the month of June. And so there's been like events going on. I plan to make it to a couple events this week. There are events going on literally every day. So I'm going to do my best to provide you all a schedule of this happening in Jackson. And then this weekend, I think at the end of the week, the events will be in Alcorn. You all have been hearing about that on national news regarding events going on at Alcorn State University. Wow. But again, I hope you're, congratulations to the Heat. I fell asleep on the game. I was asleep and I was napping. I watched the beginning of the game, I guess, second, and I was coming in and out. Did not see any of the Tonys, but we can talk about the Tonys. You know, feel free to call in. Of course, the topic of the day is continuation from last week, talking about spring cleaning. But now this is like spring cleaning 101. Like I said before, since the premiere of the show back on March 21st, 2011. One of the top topics that have really get a lot of feedback and a lot of listens to are topics of cleaning. And we talk about cleaning every season because there's spring cleaning. Then when in the fall and winter, we're talking about fall and winter and holiday cleaning and organization and busting clutter and de-hoarding and all of that. So spring cleaning 101 last week covered some tips from House Beautiful. Some quick, effective tips. I mean, who knew you could just use baking soda and water to really mop and do some good cleansing. So those of us, like, I need to go on I need to really go on a shopping spree of buying cleaning products. And, you know, and buying cleaning products does not have to be expensive either, because you can go to places like Dollar Tree and get products that you normally would buy at other retailers, $3, $4, $5 for a dollar. You know, so there's no excuse, really. You know, either you can pay somebody to do your cleaning or do your cleaning yourself, you know, really. But thank you again for tuning in to Motivate Monday, and let's get motivated. Well, I think most of us are motivated, but I don't know. I hear some of you like to wake up and then get back into bed or go back to sleep. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Thank you, and let's have some fun. Feel free to call. I'm heading to the chat room. 714-409-0614. Hey.
Platinum Star. Gangnam Style.
Semolina, bulgur wheat, spelt
sorrow. See, that's what my Facebook friend wants to know, if it's gluten-free or not. Camut and Tricol. Did I pronounce it right? Commercial oats also contain gluten due to cross-contamination in processing. Now, those of you that are experts in this topic, also please feel free to chat in the chat room and call in. Recipes that use flour, bleached white flour, whole wheat, cracked wheat, barley, semolina, spelt, farro, camut, triticale, are vital wheat gluten, are not gluten-free. Semolina, spelt, and whole wheat pasta, including couscous, are not gluten-free. So couscous is not gluten-free, and that is something that that I began eating a lot of. Tamak had said that couscous is a good replacement for white rice, and if you prefer couscous over brown rice, you know, brown rice is good, but then also couscous is a good replacement for, like, white rice. Beer, ale, lager are not gluten-free. Breads, meats, and sausage cooked in beer are not gluten-free. You know, a lot of us like to like stuff that's cooked in beer. Malt vinegar, malt flavorings, and barley malt are not gluten-free. Recipes calling for bread crumbs, breaded coating, flour dredging, bread and flat bread, croutons, bagels, croissants, that is something that, oh my God, Ryan Seacrest was talking about last week on Twitter. He was like, sometimes he's torn between saying croissant and croissant. flour tortillas, pizza crust, graham crackers, granola, cereal, wheat germs, wheat berries, cooked crumbs, pie crust, crackers, pretzels, toast, flour, tortillas, wraps, and lavash, or pita bread, I love pita bread, are not gluten-free. The vegan protein sub called seitan is not gluten-free, and some tempeh is not gluten-free. You must check. Flavored tofu may or may not be gluten-free. Injera bread, traditionally made from teff flour, and Asian rice wrap may be gluten-free, but are not necessarily gluten-free. So check your labels when you're buying Asian rice wrap in teff. Barley enzymes used in malt, natural flours, and to processing non-dairy beverages, chocolate chips, coffee, and dessert syrups, and even some brown rice syrups are not gluten-free. Always check. Gluten is sneaky. Hidden gluten can be found in gravy, broth, and, oh, wow. It's just like we look for hidden salts and sugars. Yeah, because hidden gluten is really, yeah, I'm not surprised. Hidden gluten, because some of us don't even know what gluten is. That's why we're learning. And some of us do know, and then some of us might think we're eating gluten-free, and we're really not. And some might not care, and you really are living a gluten-free life. You know, that happens too. Hidden gluten can be found in gravy, broth, bouillon, soy sauce, tamari, marinade, sauces, salad dressings, cured meat, sausage, hot dogs, vegan hot dogs, sausages and burgers, self-basted poultry, flavored and herb cheeses, blue-veined bread mold-based cheeses, spice blends including curry powder, dry mustard, canned and prepared soups, tomato paste, sweeteners, confectioners, and brown sugar. Unconventional sugar, I use that for my to make ice cream. I've been trying to perfect making homemade ice cream, vanilla ice cream. So I have the ingredients together, but my ice cream needs to get a little thicker and creamier. I use confectioner sugar when making homemade ice cream. Those of you that do make homemade ice cream, you all know what I'm talking about. Beverages flavor. Beverages, flavored coffees, herbal teas, watch for barley, roasted flavored or spiced nuts, jerky flavored yogurts and puddings, some chocolate and chocolate chips, cocoa and some coffee mixes. flavored vinegars, cooking wines, flavored liquor and liquor, wine coolers, some ice cream and frozen desserts. Always read labels. Call the manufacturer also. So what is gluten-free? And then here's a list of gluten-free. And again, I'm reading this information from gluten-free guidance recipes and what triggered me to talk about gluten and gluten-free food is a Facebook friend of mine just asked a question to the Facebook community if Thyro is gluten-free or not. And I Googled it and follow his guidance. Also, I've been talking about it within this article. Gluten-free food list. Alternative grains, flours, starches, and segments that are inherently safe for celiac and wheat allergies include corn, grits. You all know I love me some grits. Polenta, cornmeal, buckwheat cereal, cassia, and buckwheat flour, rice, white brown, risotto, basmati, is that how you pronounce it? Jasmine, sticky rice, and rice cereal. Rice flour, white rice, wheat, glutinous rice, and brown rice flour. Quinoa, is that how you pronounce it? Quinoa, cereal flakes, and quinoa flour. I need to, I love pronouncing words correctly. Millet and millet flour, sorghum flour, amaranth and amaranth flour, certified gluten-free oats and oatmeal, coconut flour, teff flour, nut meals and flours, almond, chestnut, pecan, and cashew, chickpea, garbanzo, soy, and bean flour, tapioca, right, whole and tapioca starch, potato starch used in baking, potato flour used sparingly as a thickener, sweet potato and yam flour, arrowroot starch and corn starch. And then as a note that some manufacturers process wheat on the same lines as gluten-free grains, therefore or may produce a product that is less than 100% gluten-free. Pre-made ingredients that are usually safe for celiacs include 100% corn tortillas and taco shells, pre-made polenta rolls with gluten-free label, plain teff wraps made from 100% of teff flour, plain 100% brown rice tortilla wraps, unflavored mochi, 100% corn pasta, quinoa and corn pasta, soy pasta if it stays gluten-free, brown and white rice pasta, rice noodles, rice glass noodles, 100% buckwheat silver noodles, rice paper, rice and tapioca, rice paper wrap, 100% nut butters, almond, peanut, cashew, pecan, 100% seed butters, sesame, tahini, sunflower, and heat seed butter. Gluten-free beer and lager made from rice, sorghum, are non-gluten grains. And then there's another note that even the words gluten-free on a label do not always ensure 100% gluten-free due to cross-contamination. Be vigilant. Call manufacturers and ask for testing. And then go on to talk about baking recipes. When it comes to converting your favorite baking recipes to gluten-free, a simple one-to-one flour substitution would not yield the same results as your recipe based on wheat flour. And again, if you're wondering about where you can find products that are gluten-free, I mean, sometimes you can just ask your grocer to go to the store that you shop at also, ask them where you can find the majority of gluten-free food. That's me talking. And then also go to your organic stores, like here in Jackson, Rainbow Co-op is our organic, one of our organic grocery stores. You know, of course, Whole Foods grocery stores. And then, let me tell my tongue, I love something else that I was about to ask. But, you know, you ask and visit websites. And I just ran across a website, chefshop.com, where you, that also provides good advice regarding healthy eating and eating gluten-free. Again, about baking recipes, when it comes to converting your favorite baking recipes to gluten-free, except for one-to-one flour substitution will not yield the same results as your recipe based on wheat flour. Gluten is given stretchy ingredient and supports rise structure and texture and nettability. It takes more than a single gluten-free flour replacement to make a cake, bread, muffin, or cookie recipe work. A combination of gluten-free flours and starches with some extra egg whites or lebanon and xanthan gum added to improve viscosity is necessary for optimum results. Note, gluten-free guidance, this is the website that I'm visiting and called Sharing Information with You From, adhere to the gluten-free grains listed as safe by the Mayo Clinic and Celiac Disease Foundation. So you can definitely visit this website that I'm talking about, Gluten-Free Goddess. And this is a pretty awesome website, and some pretty good information. So I'm posting some stuff, hopefully, to my Facebook friend to see. But that's just basic good gluten-free one-on-one information for us. And shout out to those of you that are listening to different various ways, from your iPhones and your Blackberries and from your computers and smartphones and Androids, and calling in, listening in, and my friends in the chat room also worldwide. Just thank you. Appreciate all the listeners worldwide, and most definitely appreciate God Talk Radio and the staffers and the cohorts here, and of course the listening audience and the advertisers. You guys rock. But that was a good question that my Facebook friend asked, and that was awesome. But if today is your birthday, I wish you a happy birthday. It's Motivating Monday.
You sexy mother.
Clock on the jizz.
Take it to the wire.
You sexy mother.
Now, woo! Now, that's 4 minutes of your 15-minute morning workout for those of you that's putting it in quickly and effectively as I finish sipping on my Eve soy chocolate protein shake. I know I still need my cup of coffee, though. But I'm having fun talking in the chat room from a chat room friend in the Netherlands rocking. Oh, yeah. Just received an email also from the Rev. Jesse Jackson. He was in town last week at Tugaloo Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken, as part of one of the Mega Evers events. But this is a gardening event happening in July. Rainbow Push Coalition and Citizenship Education Fund present the 42nd Annual International Convention, A More Perfect Union 150 Years Later, Beyond Freedom Reconstruction. And Reverend Jesse L. Jackson, Sr., founder and president of Rainbow Push Coalition, on July 6th through 10th, 2013, at Chicago Hilton and Towers in Chicago, there will be a sports banquet commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Game of Change, Loyola University versus Mississippi State. My state's team, Mississippi State University, will be on Tuesday, July 9th, 2013, at 7 p.m. For more information and to register, please contact Brian McCoy at 773-294-7838. So if you're interested in attending the 42nd Annual International Convention from July 6th through the 10th at the Chicago Hilton and Towers, Chicago, Illinois, attending the sports banquet commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Game of Change, Loyola University versus Mississippi State University, those Bulldogs, Tuesday, July 9th, 2013 at 7 p.m., you may register and get more information by contacting Brian McCoy at 773-294-7838. And also you can email him at bmccoy@rainbowpush.org or purchase your tickets online at rainbowpush.org. I just combined it and made it short. Hey, that was good. Well, it was sad and good news that the teachers, the missing New Orleans teacher, car and body was found. I was having a hope that we would find her alive, but I wonder what actually happened. Her car was found. I wonder what happened. I wonder if she drove up the road or what happened. So I guess we'll all know real soon. But I had seen it on the news in last evening's news, and now I'm reading Black American Web article that they have posted on Black American Web regarding finding the teacher's car with her remains inside. So I'm glad she's been found, but, sending love and condolences to her friends and family and those who knew her and those of us that were very concerned and hoping that she would be found alive. So, I really lost words. It would have been great if we could have found her alive.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Well, let me correct myself. I'm reading an article from Your Black World, but then also you can imagine how my inbox looks. I also have the same story from Black America Web also, but I just want to, give credit where credit is due so you all can know where to check out also Your Black World. And the article reads that missing Yep, let me see. I'm tweeting it out also. So you can read it yourself. So I've tweeted it out on my Twitter handles are Beth Williams, B-E-T-H, W-M-S, and also Culture Shock, Inc., K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K-E-N-T. And also those of you that love all things Mark and want to know more about Mark, I have a Mark handle, Beth, B-E-T-H-M-A-R-K-G-R-L. But I just tweeted out the article under my Twitter handle, Beth Williams. And it's also on my Facebook. Up a week, police in New Orleans were looking for a missing school teacher, Carolyn Monette, the beautiful young woman, had gone missing after last seen leaving a bar in the city on March the 2nd. Police have now found a badly decomposed body inside a car that they believe belongs to the woman they were looking for. Monette was originally from Long Beach, California, and had moved to New Orleans to teach. When she went missing, her family regularly flew from coast to coast to find their daughter. They also asked the FBI to get involved, accusing the city of New Orleans for not properly handling the case. Monette's mother, Toni Enclad, I seen her on the news last evening, was obviously distraught about the news of her daughter's body being found. I don't understand why it took them so long to find her car, Enclad told the Times-Picayune. This is supposedly one of the first places they would have checked. I'm just overwhelmed. It doesn't make sense. Louisiana State Representative Austin Badon said that a volunteer diver went back to search the waterway again where the car was found. He claims that the use of additional equipment helped them to find the body on the second time round. We decided to sonar this area again and more heavily, and it got a hit, Badon told the Associated Press. The body was described as heavily decomposed, and autopsies to be performed to determine the cause of death. Monette was a second-grade teacher and had come to New Orleans as part of a program designed to recruit teachers to local schools. She had been nominated as Teacher of the Year. Her friends say that they left her at her car and that she had planned to sleep before driving home. Wow. And I'm reading comments. And some people are like, this one lady says, those were not her friends who leave their friends asleep alone in the car. And well, people are talking about friends like, hey, nobody didn't. But I'm just going to send condolences to the city and to the family. And they're like talking about the friends. The comments are like, man, they're talking about those friends like, it ain't nobody's business. If you read the article, you see the comments. So wow. So I'm on air and I'm typing in comments to her fam, cohorts. I'm just sending condolences out to her cohort, city of New Orleans. Concerned, like myself. Okay, so that was my comment. Condolences to her fam, cohort, city of New Orleans, plus those concerned like myself. That was my comment, but people are not giving her friends a break. They're like, why would you let your friend fall asleep in the car? So maybe she fell asleep and ran off the road. I'm not going to guess or make any assumptions, but, I wish we would have found her alive, though, but sending much love and condolences out again to her family and friends in California and here in Louisiana and the deep south and worldwide. Those of us have been following this story, hoping that the good news is that she was found, but the not good news is that we didn't find her alive. So that's I'm just going to be quiet right now.
Hi, I'm Sean Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
So what are some of your favorite spring cleaning tips? You can come in the chat room and chat about it if you do not call at 714-409-0614. And what are your predictions now that the game is 1-1? Spurs won. The NBA Finals. Spurs won. Heat won. So it's all on popping now, right? I know it is. I'm just giddy right now this morning, so thanks.
to catch a glimpse of love gone by.
Marvelous, talented, Big Stream Woody. I have a couple of songs that you all haven't heard yet from Big Stream Woody, and that is 80 Miles High and A Party Tonight that I will be sharing with you in the very near future. I mean, that man knows he can rock, can he not? I mean, when he is a guest on the show, you know I'm going to be super excited. I know many of you will be also, because he's just amazing. Really is. Wow. It is June. Almost mid-June. Isn't that something? We are at the beginning of summer, right at the end of spring. And Christmas is only 6 months away, and now it's only 6 months away. Wow.
What up, though? It's your host with the most, Big Snoopy Deagle Double G. And you inside this techno dance mixtape brought to you by, that's right, y'all, BLE, radio station BLE on your dial. You dig? And we're going to kick it off with a little something like this. We'll be right back.
Oh man, that sounds so good. Snoop Dogg. I always get good music from this guy named Foxman. He's a Revert Nation friend of mine, so I'm going to share, I guess, Under the Weather with you. That's Foxman. Check him out at ReverbNation.com. He's a very interesting and fun Reverb Nation friend of mine that I network with, and he's always sending me music, and he has more music that he's released since that, but I just that's on my playlist, and I just thought, hey, why not share it with you all? But again, thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk about Spring Cleaning 101 in just a few minutes.
Please,
don't
come
to the concert.
Oh,
Yay, Prince. That's like a jam. Personal trainer, Denise Austin, shares three ways to visualize your success today. You know, she motivates on Monday. I've loved Denise Austin since the 80s. She says that you've heard it before. The mind is a powerful thing, but it is so true. You can train your mind to visualize success, just as you can train your body to achieve it. And when you're stuck in a rut, it helps to know you have the ability, however, subconscious, to do something about it. Here's some ways to tap into your brain power. Bullet point number one, put it on paper. Write down what you want. Is it to fit into your size 6 jeans? Reduce your cholesterol by 15 points? To complete 5 school push-ups for a 40-mile bike ride? Get it down on paper and then post it on your bulletin board. Slip it into your wallet so you can see it every day. It will be a constant reminder of what you want to accomplish. Yeah, put it on paper. Bullet number two, say it out loud. Tell your relatives. It's like I tell you guys, all the listeners, all the average 2,500 listeners a month, and not to mention those of you that listen to the archives over and over again, situations. Tell your relatives, friends, coworkers, and most important, yourself about your goals. Create a mantra. I am a big believer in mantras. I will drop 10% of my body weight by spring. That's a good example. And recite it often. Revealing your desires will give you the confidence to believe in yourself and others a chance to encourage you along the way. And bullet number three, shut off negative thoughts. When doubts start creeping in, oh, yeah, I've been thinking about that. We talk about that a lot also. But when doubts start creeping in, stop them dead in their tracks by repeating your mantra. Some of us say mantra, turning the negative into a positive. Nope, you're not too tired to walk the final mile. Or simply finding a way to distract yourself. Yeah, those distractions or something. Call a friend to chat about an unrelated topic like an upcoming vacation. Next thing you know, you'll be faking it till you make it. Yeah, that's what one of my fashion modeling teacher used to say when it comes to especially a diet that I love to share with you all. You know, eating plan that I have shared with you all before, and it's you fake it till you make it. You know, really, it's not faking it. It's getting that habit embedded in your system. So, like, fake it till you make it. Just keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing to get that habit ingrained in, within your being. So it just happens, like brushing your teeth. Because I'm amazed at how I can be around certain types of food that I will just be, like, freaking out. I can be around a lot of things now and not even have a temptation to touch it or a temptation not to cook something or go to a certain restaurant or something. It's amazing how you can just keep going. You eventually, you know, overcome whatever you're going through or be able to deal with whatever you might be addicted to or whatever. Good things can happen. So I'm reading a tweet. Slim Thug just said, a few hours ago last night, he said, I need to unfollow a lot of people and follow a lot of new people on Twitter. He said he's tired of seeing the same SHIT every day. So you all need to be more creative when networking with Slim Thug. I think Slim Thug is coming to the Jackson area soon. The 15th. Yeah, he's going to be like in a town outside of Jackson soon. It's a bike show. Awesome. So that show hasn't happened yet. But big shout out to Slim Thug in H-Town. H-Town is on point. And of course, shout out to my friends in Big D and all over Texas and everyone here in Mississippi and New Orleans and what's up, Miami and San Antonio, because we're super excited. Shout out to my friend Frizzle, because he's keeping us up to date regarding his legal situation with the Indiana Pacers. You know, he's like one of the number one fans of the Atlanta Hawks, and he was removed from Game 5 in Indiana, so he's been keeping us updated regarding his legal situation dealing with the Indiana Pacers. So we'll talk more about what's going on with him. Hopefully he'll be able to, his lawyer's been handling the situation, so hopefully he'll come and talk with us and regarding, I've invited him long ago. He said he would come on a long time ago if he gets to talk about being a celebrity barber and just some successful music. But he is really going in on this legal situation dealing with the game. Now, some think it's racial profiling, but, you know, they might be right. But I'm thinking it has something to do with teen robbery. I'm thinking he might have been treated that way if he was a non-black. But just because he was is one of the top fans of an opposing team and just, you know, and not keep and being flamboyant about it at the game. But, you know, I'm just going by some of the footage that I'm seeing. But, you know, more than a few think it's racial profiling. I'm not saying it's not, but it looks like it has something to do. You all know how serious we are when it comes to team rivalry. And here comes this big-time fan of the Hawks coming in here like that. You know, I'm just thinking. But, again, thank you for tuning in. And we still need to talk about spring cleaning.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California, and that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11 to Damina. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president is evident, it's all been a smoke screen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all the torture and forces the rest of you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. For a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
We just dreaming for a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
We just dreaming for a better day, another way. Product of my environment, workers seeking retirement. No social security, open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist, the paternal orders and lifts. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you, would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politics is inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Big shout out to one of my new online friends via Twitter, Kale Wittenberg. He says that romance keeps you healthy and strong, but romance with the wrong person can make you ill and weak. Keep your standards high. I most definitely agree with him on that one. And he's based in Miami, Florida, and he's an adventurer, entrepreneur, and executive producer. Looking to engage the mind and improve the world. Evolution is my favorite word. And follow him on his journey at kayawittenberg.tv. That's kayawittenberg.tv. Thank you again, Kaya, for networking with me. So we must continue on because we only have, we don't have that much time, and I haven't shared any of the effective tips of Spring Cleaning 101, but I will, like, right now. But again, happy birthday to you and yours, to you if you're celebrating the birthday. I don't know what I'm thinking. My mind is somewhere. I'm looking at these different news stories. That's one thing I do know. I'm looking at these different news stories, and they're like wow, it's some crazy stuff happening, sad stuff happening, and that's probably 90 minutes has just gone by so fast. Because I'm like, whoa. Because I wanted to share more information regarding the Meg Evers events. And you all know our new mayor will be sworn in on July the 1st. So congratulations again to Mayor-elect Chokwe Lumumba. So July 1st is the day you all might be all wondering when, and that is when.
Oh my goodness gracious, I'm in Jamaica right now.
Yuma! Listen up!
Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka. Did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I repped that fucking Prada. I came from the water. See world high fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, guns, stunts, no license, can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking reggaeton. Nine piece, eight balls, chirping on my cellophone. Posted in Jamaica, smoking hella bone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. And now I'm feeling so tropical. Long hair, and it's coming out my follicle. Try me, it ain't logical. I rock so much, iced out, I'm looking like a popsicle. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama.
High fashion, Bahama Mama, Florida based, originally Pensacola, and I just talked to Dylan. Dylan had been studying music in Orlando, but Alatino Brown, I had mentioned on the description of the show, and also during the last broadcast that Alatino, a friend of the show, might will call in to talk about the Return of Soul Train. So I keep you all updated regarding that because. Alatino is one of the co-producers of the new Soul Train. And so there will be casting on Wednesday. Send him, add him to your Facebook page, Alatino Brown, A-L-Y-T-I-N-O, to stay informed if you're interested in being cast to perform on the new Soul Train. Because I know casting is scheduled for Wednesday in Los Angeles. And they're going to start taping real soon for the new Soul Train. I'm so happy to hear this. Soul Train, I heard that we all knew that the franchise had been sold. And so I'm excited. I'd love to see the return of American Bandstand. But I said this before, and I say it again. I know who would spearhead the return of American Bandstand. That would be our guy, Ryan Seacrest. So on air, Ryan Seacrest, visit. It's at RyanSeacrest.com. This morning, I believe Jennifer Lopez is going to be the guest on Air Ryan Seacrest. I'm going to be sure to be tuned in. So they're trying to find out, not only wanting to hear about her new music, but I think they're trying to find out. Even Ryan says he doesn't know what's going on. I don't know. I think they want to find out if she's coming back to American Idol. Are not with all the vacancy. You know, we've been hearing over that Jennifer Hudson and Fantasia probably be new judges, but I think they're going to, like, drill her also regarding if she's going to be returning back to American Idol in any type of form or fashion also. So we're going to have to stay tuned with that. We'll be broadcasting about 15 minutes. So we can. Today is not my section. Because it's time for on-air Ryan, and it's like letting me know that it's time. I am still broadcasting, so Ryan, listening to Ryan will have to wait because I'm still broadcasting and you all are still listening to me. So the information I share with you this morning will be from HouseLogic.com regarding Spring Cleaning 101. Last week it was from House Beautiful. I love House Beautiful. But How to Clean, HouseLogic.com, Spring Cleaning. And you all know to always visit MarcusStewart.com. And there's a Pinterest profile also, Spring Cleaning 101. Also, and I'm looking at Kiss and Clutter Goodbye at RD.com. So there are some interesting articles with the tips that I will be sharing regarding Spring Cleaning 101 will be coming from HouseLogic.com. And I haven't finished my protein shake yet. Been maneuvering and gabbing. So, retrieving my information. And, oh, I know what, at the beginning of the show talking about gluten-free, but that is definitely important information. Regarding the topic of gluten-free. And it's taking my information a minute. Oh, here it comes. A minute to appear. And while it is coming up, here's Elder Boss Jr.
Got no more time for two. On my solo, you
My info retrieved, but still needed to get right. I tweeted out the article from House Logic, so you can check it out at my Twitter handle, Beck Williams. I'm gonna, because it might be acting right when I started talking about doing something else, then it started trying to. Act right, because I'm like, I tweeted it out, so you can read it yourself and look at the different areas that's on your cleaning list. And speaking of cleaning list, that's what I'll talk about. House Logic talks about, because they have articles regarding how to clean your kitchen, your bathroom, your master bedroom, your living room, your windows, side and gutters. And if you have a chimney, your chimney. But there's a spring cleaning list in case you miss a spot. I need to just know, because this is one-on-one. We want things that can be done effectively and quickly, right? Here are some off-neglected areas of your home that still need a spring cleaning scrub down. Number one, walls. Dust them with vacuum brush attachment. Then wipe clean with an all-purpose cleaner. Yeah, because I have a vacuum brush attachment to a vacuum cleaner that's been long gone, but I like the brush attachment because it's so fuzzy and fluffy and really good for dusting. And then there's two, baseboards. Dust with a microfiber cloth or vacuum. Then spray and wipe with an all-purpose cleaner. You know how those advertisements block your view? One decided to pop up in front of me and block my view. And then,
you have
dust with a microfiber and wipe clean with an all-purpose cleanser. Two, baseboards. Dust with a microfiber cloth or vacuum. Then spray with an all-purpose cleaner. Then with your window screens, remove them first. Then lay them flat on a tarp out, and then, rinse off with a garden hose. My vision is blocked because there's an advertisement blocking, but I know that it means wash out with a garden hose. And then four, chefs, take everything off first. Well, we should know that, but, this is one-on-one. So when it comes to cleaning your shelves, you take everything off. Just don't clean. Like if you have books, don't just clean around the books. Take the books off the shelf and then dust. And then driveway and garage floor, use a pressure washer to remove dirt. And then with ceiling fan, spray the inside of a pillowcase of cleanser, then wipe clean. And, okay, now I can do a recap of these. Okay, again, spring cleanliness, you missed a spot. Here are some often neglected areas of your home that still need a spring cleaning scrub down. One, walls. Dust them with vacuum brush attachment, then wipe clean with an all-purpose cleaner. Two, baseboards. Dust with a microfiber cloth or vacuum, then spray and wipe with an all-purpose cleaner. Three, window screens. Remove them first, lay them flat on a tarp outside, then spray them clean with a garden hose. Four, shelves. Take everything off first, then dust. Five, driveway and garage floor. Use a pressure washer to remove caked out crud. Ceiling fans, spray the inside of the pillowcase with a cleaner, then slip the bag over the blade and wipe clean. So those are some good spring cleaning 101 tips right there of cleaning. Just simple 101 cleaning tips, things to do. Let's see, something that we could talk about. Also, how to clean your kitchen. Number one, declutter. Do a search and destroy mission in your cabinets and drawers. Donate or toss anything you don't need. Wipe down your drawers and cabinets and clear your countertops of anything except items you use daily. Four, for dirt and stubborn grease deposits, use a microfiber cloth. Three, to combat stains, use vinegar and baking soda, plus a little elbow grease. They'll clean and disinfect for a fraction of price of commercial cleaning products. Four, clean your smelly sink drain. Pour in a quarter cup of baking soda, followed by an equal amount of vinegar. Okay, baking soda and vinegar. Baking soda and vinegar. Leave it overnight, then flush with boiling water. Beginning of the show, I said baking soda and water, but baking soda and vinegar. Five, to clean your oven, coat it with a paste of baking soda and water. Leave it to sit overnight, then wipe it down. Six, wipe fingerprints off stainless steel appliance with a mixture of natural dish soap and warm water. Seven, combine equal parts vinegar and water in a spray bottle. Clean up countertops. Eight, tackle once a year chores like vacuuming, refrigerator cores, unplug your fridge first, and toss in expired food from the back of the pantry. And also, it's good also to use green cleaning products also when you're cleaning your kitchen and also cleaning throughout the house also. But especially in the kitchen, it's good to use clean green products also. So I would. A healthy shine. Green cleaning products for your kitchen. And this is like an extra. From meat juices to milk spills, the kitchen can be a messy place. But don't reach for caustic cleaners or synthetic air sprays to give your countertops and appliances a fresher feeling. Many green cleaning products are just as effective as sanitizing your kitchen as conventional cleaners, and they get the job done without relying on harmful chemicals. And I'm tweeting this out and putting it on Facebook and Pinterest and Google One and all that. They also say that some of the most eco-friendly kitchen cleaners may already be in your pantry. But we go on to say that not too long ago, you had to scour the back roads of the internet to find non-toxic alternatives, but no more. Many green cleaning products are now available at mainstream retailers. Look for brands such as Method, such as Method, Seventh Generation, and Holy Cow. What's more, some of the greenest of green kitchen cleaners can probably already be found in your pantry, and cost a fraction of what you pay for commercial cleaning. For the conventional or eco-friendly. Countertops. Toss out those antimicrobial wipes and sprays when you're cleaning your countertops. Most contain chemicals like sodium hypochlorite, bleach, or ammonium chloride, which are listed as hazardous to to the Health of Humans and Pets by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, says Gary Penn, an allergist and immunologist with Summit Medical Group in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. These chemicals can cause eye and skin irritation on contact, and if mixed with other cleaning products can release toxic gases, Penn says. Combine equal parts vinegar and tap water to make your own non-toxic mix. Warm it in a glass bowl in the microwave to boost cleaning power. A 64-ounce bottle of food-grade vinegar costs about $4, so it'll set you back $1 to stir up a 32-ounce batch of homemade countertop cleaner. You won't have to dip too far into your pocketbook to buy a greener all-purpose cleaner. A 32-ounce bottle of 7th-generation all-purpose cleaner costs about $5, while the same-size conventional cleaner costs about $4.50. And when it comes to refrigerators, you have a stainless steel fridge. Add a few drops of natural dishwashing liquid, such as Mrs. Meyer's, which is like 4.49 to 15 ounces, or Nest at $4 to 25 ounces, to warm water to wipe off greasy fingerprints instead of shutting out the $7 to $10 a store-bought stainless cleaner will cost. And when you're wiping, so really thinking green is cost-effective also when it in comparison to other recommended. And when you're wiping, remember stainless steel has a grain just like wood, and you need to clean in the same direction it runs, says Mary Finley, author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Green Cleaning. On the inside, use the tried-and-true remedy for foul fridge smells, a box of baking soda. It costs $1, and that's a must for all of us to put in our refrigerators. Save even more by buying baking soda in bulk. A 12-pound bag costs about $7. But sticky spills and vinegar and water mix should clean it up right up. Sinks and drains. Liquid dishwashing soaps with bio-based ingredients like aloe and essential oils are a good bet here as well. You pay a bit more than the $2 to $3 the cheapest conventional soaps will cost. But when you consider this, it's what's going onto the surface you eat off of. The potential health value outweighs the extra dollar to, if nothing else, at least skip synthetically scented cleaners, which can irritate the skin and respiratory tract, says Martin Wolf, Director of Research and Development for 7th Generation. If your sink stinks, try cleaning your drain with paste made of vinegar and baking soda. Give it time to work overnight. Drain cleaners are some of the nastiest clean chemicals around. And at $7 for a 32-ounce bottle, they're not cheap. So, see, really, I think some of us think if you think green or think organic, it's more expensive. But we're finding out that really thinking green compared to some of the other unhealthy cleaners is really cost-effective. Enzyme-based cleaners, like, and then some things already in the pantry that you can make on your own. Enzyme-based cleaners, like, putting vinegar and baking soda together. Enzyme-based cleaners like Nature's Miracle are another option. Finley says they eat away at odor-causing bacteria and any bits of food clogging the drain or disposal. Nature's Miracle costs more at $12 for a 32-ounce bottle, but in multiple uses beyond the kitchen. If neither approach works, sprinkle some baking soda on a half lemon or orange and scrub out your sink basin, then toss the citrus in the disposal for a fresh scent. So you can use baking soda on an orange or a lemon half and scrub your sink basin. And then, you clean good and smell good, naturally. Dishwashers. Many dishwasher detergents contain chemicals called phosphates. The phosphates suck oxygen out of the waterways, killing aquatic fish and plant life. Bio and natural enzyme-based dishwasher detergents like E-Cover get the job done without affecting your water systems and are comparable in cost. 35 E-Cover tablets cost about $7, while 20 tablets of a conventional cleaner cost $6.50. And then stovetops and ovens. Baked on stove stains can be a real pain. Yeah, they sure can. Grease cutting cleaners may make your stove shine, but they have decidedly less attractive health effects. Most contain, remember, we're thinking health too. We're thinking green, thinking what we breathe. Most contain glycol ethers, which Wolf says have been implicated in health problems, ranging from reproductive damage to eye and respiratory tract irritation. Instead, serve up cleaning your stovetop after every meal for food bits and sauces are baked on. If you don't, you may have to combine some elbow grease with homemade mix of vinegar and baking soda. Prefer a green grease fighter in a bottle? Go for Holy Cow. I'm going to check out these green products. Go for Holy Cow is comparable to conventional cleaners at about $3 for 32 ounces. A baking soda vinegar paste should do the job in the oven. As well as you can find a natural orange-based cleaner that contains no petroleum distillants like earth-friendly products, Orange Plus, which is $6 for 32 ounces. According to Finley, mixing with baking soda can give you your green oven cleaner extra oomph. Just spread the baking soda mixture in the oven and let it sit overnight. You wait in the morning, a few hours later, wipe it out. It'd be shelling out the $6.50 for a fume-filled chemical cleaner. So remember, we're not saying it. The cleaners that work good aren't good. It's just that it's healthier to utilize green products when it comes to your own health and your loved one's health. Because cleaners are good, but when they're green, they clean plus healthier for the environment. Okay, last but not least, microwaves. To scrub stubborn microwave stains, just grab a super absorbent sponge, wet it, and heat it in the microwave for 30 seconds. The steam from the sponge will soften the food bits in the hot water inside, make it easier to wipe off and disinfect your microwave's interior, all because of a single sponge. So, ta-da! See, I kept my word. Also, the information from House Logic is all over, you know, on Twitter and Facebook. I posted that article. And also, I did share the cleaning list and how to clean your kitchen properly. And also, just recapping, and a healthy shine, this last bit from House Logic regarding green cleaning products for your kitchen and how Holy Cow and methods. I'm definitely visiting their websites and going to check them out. And they're in our favorite retailers. So most definitely, we're not wasting time checking out. Again, Allison McNutt English writes regularly about home improvement, decorating, and green home tips. Her work has appeared in magazines like Pregnancy, Kiwi, and Parenting, and many websites, including BobBiller.com and HTV.com. So that's the author's article right here. So, again, thank you. It's been a blast. Have a great time. Just from the beginning of the show this morning to now, it's not over yet, but it's almost. But I want to keep my word because that's the lead topic. And remember, get in touch with Alatino on Facebook if you're interested in being a part of the new Soul Train, because he is one of the co-producers. And I'll be sure to let you all know when he wants to come on to talk about the return of Soul Train, because he has a wealth of information. You all, if you listen to the show regularly, you all have heard a few times he's been a guest on the show. And Alatino Brown is Alatino Brown is not ever a loss of words. So he has a lot to talk about in regard to that. So I will be concluding the show right now. So, again, thank you for tuning in. It's been fun. It's been a blast. The next live broadcast will be Wednesday, Matters of the Heart Wednesday, because Shock Entertainment Reports. And we're talking, you know, the question is, I mean, for some reason I kept seeing these articles everywhere, and we've talked about interracial relationships and interreligious relationships and intercultural relationships from the beginning of this since the beginning. And it's always been a favorite topic of mine since I was a kid. I mean, even one of my major papers in high school was about when couples interracially, interculturally, and interreligiously marry. And this is still a hot topic today regarding when people interracially and interreligiously date or marry. But the question is, and I posted this question in an article a few days ago, some other articles, would you marry interracially or interreligiously and then date? There are some people that would date interreligiously and interracially, but they would not marry a person that's outside of their race. So just asking the question of would you marry but you know, would you date? But it is, you know, a topic that would be good to really be interactive on Wednesday's show. And of course, we'll talk about other topics also. Just as I'm broadcasting, my friend Andrea Carter sent me some information regarding pure romance. And so she's a pure romance consultant, and I love the current catalog, amazing products. We'd love to get she and Belinda Bostic of several parts of Belinda Bostic on together and talk about the popularity of the erotic industry and you know, sex toys and all that good stuff. So you never know. We'll go more in depth. Since she sent me that information, it would be good for us to talk about pure romance also. I definitely will be talking about it. It would be wonderful if she would call in. But the topic would be, you might be in a successful interracial marriage or interreligious marriage. You know, you might be Methodist and your husband might be Baptist. You know, we talk about when people have different political views. Yeah, you know, hey, that is something. That's a whole nother topic. Maybe that should be next week's topic when you have political views and different political affiliations. But on Wednesday, that would be the topic. And wow, that was there are a couple websites and magazines that I will share with you too on Wednesday in regards to that topic too. But again, thank you. Have a blessed, motivating Monday. The mega events will still be going on, so I'll share those information with you all. I have been tweeting the information out and posting them and emailing like information that I get to my friends. You know, even my cousin Linda, you know, she's up on her info. But, you know, she used to volunteer with Mega Evers himself as a young preteen at the time of his death. Yes. And so, you know, it's very emotional because she actually was a part of the civil rights movement. I'm talking about really active to the point where she got arrested. And when you all have heard her talk about it and was in jail with a bunch of them, down at the Mississippi Coliseum Fairgrounds down here in downtown Jackson, Mississippi. So I do my best on Wednesday to keep you all updated on the schedule. And there will be an exhibit, I know, that will be here for throughout the fall. And so I give you information regarding that also. But I do my best to post info, and you guys keep me in the know also because I sometimes I'm glad to know regarding certain subject matters. So, again, thank you, and happy Motivating Monday. It's been a blast. Remember, you can like the Facebook fan page. It's easy to like now. Just click on that link in the profile of contact area of mine right here at blogtalkradio.com, and ta-da, you're right there. So thank you, and God bless. And next Monday, I'll profile the clothing store of Great Scott, and also Carol, because we had an amazing good time with Pet Therapy. So I think some of you probably would like to know and need to know more information regarding Carol No Kill Animal Shelter and also the success of Great Scott. And the owner, Steve Scott, shared some exclusive information with me. In a couple months, they will be opening a barbershop within the store. Yes, and I think that is so amazing. So best wishes to everyone. Thank you again, and I think it's time for me just to be quiet and end the show. It's been fun, and spread love and smiles and happiness. Try to make others feel, you know, happier. Also, don't try to make anybody's day bad or worse than they've already been. You know, let's do our best to spread love. There's so much stuff going on. And it's important for us to have each other's back on this. Okay, and with that being said, again, I thank you and God bless.